speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The next question, as a child of God, a peculiar people, does the clothing we wear make a difference? This question was actually asked in reference to our coming to worship. The Bible signifies without any question that New Testament worship is to be taken extremely serious. When we come together upon the first day of the week, as well as whenever we have an opportunity to assemble together in midweek, any time that the church is together, we are in the presence of God. And as we are speaking in reference to our worship, we are worshiping God. Our worship is directed towards our Creator, towards the God in heaven. And He wants us to take our approach to Him according to the standards that He prescribes continually through the New Testament, explicitly as well as implicitly. Whenever it comes to our behavior in the church, the Bible identifies that there is a proper way in which we must behave ourselves in the house of God. That's what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. He says that if he were to tarry, he wrote so that he and others would know how that they ought to behave themselves in the house of God. In part, that might deal with to worship God in spirit and in truth. But also, I believe that it deals with a proper approach that we come to God in our worship with, is that we need to conduct ourselves while we are here in a humble and contrite manner. We need to take our worship to God serious, and that we need to bow ourselves down, if you would, in a figurative sense, before our God and our Creator while we are here in the worship assembly. Saints ought to dress in a modest as well as a respectable manner at all times. In fact, the last question deals with modest apparel out in society. We'll get to that. But whenever it comes to our coming together as the church, we also ought to understand the importance of dressing ourselves in a modest manner and in a respectable way. Having said that, we need to make certain that we do not dress in a way that might cause somebody to lust after us. We also need to dress ourselves in such a way that would not cause others to look at us as if we're standing out. A person might put on too much. Take into consideration in the first century, the women, they're warned against wearing their hair up and wearing the gold jewelry through their hair and allowing their hair to stand out as some sort of a spectacle. And why? Well, in part because of the fact that they are to be in submission to the men, to their husband, but also they are to play a submissive role whenever it comes to the church. So we've got to be careful about what it is that we put on so that we do not cause people to lust after us, but also we've got to be careful so that we do not draw attention after ourselves whenever it comes to our worshiping with one another and our adorning ourselves. Christians should always put their very best foot forward, no matter what it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26 says, "Let all things be done unto edification." And if we would dress ourselves in a way that would draw attention to us versus giving the attention to God, then God is not going to be worshipped properly, and then also the saints are not going to be able to be edified. So we've got to, I believe, put our best foot forward and to dress ourselves in the very best that we have, in the best way that we can, so that we are able to come before God in a way that will revere Him, but also in a way that will not draw attention amongst fellow believers upon ourselves versus upon the attention that God is due.